This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Departures are never easy, and especially departing from the Holy Land like Madinatul Munawwara, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. It reminds me of when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would be sent out of Medina. They would find it difficult, but they would continue with the task at hand because they understood the importance of it. One particular incident is of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was walking with him out of Medina as he was sending him out on a mission. And his final words was, "O Mu'adh, perhaps this is our last meeting and we might not see each other after this day." Just picture that moment and the feelings and the sentiments of that Sahabi Mu'adh ibn Jabal at that time, leaving Medina and being told that he might not see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again when he returns. Imagine the heart he left with, the sentiments that he left with. Now that's the kind of feelings that each person goes with when he's leaving Medina to Munawwara. So when you leave in Medina to Munawwara, leave with this deep attachment that you have with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are finding it difficult to leave. So as you are departing, you make your way to the Rawdah Mubarak and you present yourself for the final time, and you present durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you leave Medina to Munawwara. You must greet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before leaving. And as you're leaving, I draw your attention towards an important aspect, and I spoke about this in the previous episode, that there was a pillar by the name of Ustuwana Hannana, where a date palm would be stationed at once upon a time, and the Prophet of Allah would use it to recline upon. This date palm, in separation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, started crying so profusely because of the detachment there and because of the separation. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi mentions that if this is the attachment of a tree to the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagine our attachment as believers and as human beings to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as we are leaving Medina to Munawwara, we should leave with the attachment of seerah, an attachment to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are fortunate that we have been given the opportunity to visit this holy land, and so we should have a deeper sense of connection to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we've seen the place, we've been here. It's only right that we now create a deeper sense of attachment with the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means we need to study his life, we need to study his day, we need to study his night, we need to study his mannerisms, we need to study how he interacted with people, we need to study his family life, and slowly we need to try and bring that change within our life. And this will only happen with education, which means that we need to purchase a good book on seerah, and we need to at least read the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at least once, from cover to cover, in a chronological order, starting from his birth right up till his demise. And some of the books that I would suggest is Ar-Rahiqul Makhtum, The Sealed Nectar, is a very good book to start off as a starting point. Number two, Siratul Mustafa, the abridged version, excellent read. And then if you want to go more intense, the third book is As-Sirah An-Nabawiyyah, or The Life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by Dr. Ali Muhammad As-Sallabi, which is covered in three volumes in the English language. So we must attach we must attach ourselves to the seerah and to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially visiting the Holy Land. And as you are exiting, you must leave with a lot of tawbah and a lot of istighfar, that, "Oh Allah, forgive us, for we have not been able to fulfill the rights of this place, we have not been able to acknowledge its proper status, and we have not been able to fulfill its duties. Allah, you forgive us for our shortcomings." And we should always make dua that, "Oh Allah, as we are exiting this holy land, bring us again and again, again and again to this blessed land and to this Mubarak place. Make it a regular feature in our life, O Allah. And the last point is, as we are exiting, many of us will be going for Umrah. And those who are going for Umrah, it's important that to don the Ihram as you reach the Miqat boundary. And the Miqat boundary for the people of Medina is Dhul Hulayfa. So the easiest way is to don your Ihram in the hotel, make your ghusl. You can apply perfume, itr, oil, whatever you want to do, because you're not yet in the state of Ihram. You're only putting on the Ihram, but you're not in the state of Ihram. Once you reach Dhul Hulayfa, you can read 2 rakat salah. This is mustahab if it is not makruh time. You read your 2 rakat salah. After 2 rakat salah, you are going to make your intention. You're going to make your intention for Umrah. And once you've made your intention, then you read your talbiyah. So to put the 2 pieces of cloth, to make the intention and to read the talbiyah. These 3 things will enter you into the state of Ihram. So that's important to keep in mind. Once you've done that, you are in the state of Ihram. Remember, if you pass the Miqat boundary without donning the Ihram, then your Umrah will be impacted, and there's a penalty that you have to pay. And you need to get this right before you pass the Miqat boundary. Also for men, you must make sure that you have proper foot gear for the Ihram. And for that, you can refer to your books of fiqh. And as you are leaving, look at the terrain around you, towards the right and towards the left, and think of the journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that long, tiring, arduous terrain where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made his way to Madinah to Munawwara whilst he was making hijrah. And think what he must have experienced and what he must have went through in terms of the difficulties of the journey. So these are some humble thoughts we leave you with as we depart from Madinah to Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to Medina over and over again.